my heart more than it was Sunday night. I'm going to talk to us for a brief time here tonight about the word must, M-U-S-T. There's three places I want you to read in John 3 and John 4, I believe it is, and then Luke 2. Amen. If you'll turn to John 3, very familiar scripture. Now, we're living in a society, hear me now. Now if you let your mind wander, and I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm going to tell you, my points are hard to get anyway, and they're going to be by you before you know it, and because I ain't going to be up here long. But we're living in a society that seems like has nothing, amen, that they must do. Are you hearing me? Oh, there's things that they might do or could do or but nothing absolute in their life. There's nothing anymore in our culture that causes men and women to stand and say, I must, amen, I must get this done. There's no option. See, the word must, I looked it up several places in the dictionary, the word is something that is a command. You must come here. That is an imperative. That is a demanding term. I must. Amen. And I'll tell you, we will not go to heaven unless we feel like we must go to heaven. Amen. And when we say we must go, that means there's nothing, amen, that can stand between us and heaven. Amen. Are you listening to me? How many understand what I'm talking about? Amen. There are some absolutes, amen, in our lives and in our world that we must come to terms with. There's no way around them. There's no if, maybe, amen. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, amen. And one of those things, amen, is in John 3, amen, in verse 7. Where Jesus said to Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. Come on now. I want to tell you, amen, I want to tell us tonight at King Mountain, amen, you're not going to go to heaven just because you sit on these nice pews. Amen. There's a must, amen, between you and heaven. Are you listening to me preach? I said there's a must. You can be a good old Joe, amen, pardon the term, amen, a good moral man, pay your debts and party your neighbors, but you're not born again. You're not going to go to heaven. You're not going to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. I can preach you a good funeral, amen, and talk about heaven, amen, but listen, amen, you're not going to ride my flowery sermon into the pearly gates. There's a must between, amen, come on now, amen, we're living in a society that feels like they may ought to and they may not. It just depends on the frame of mind and the circumstance and the cost, but I want to tell us, if we're going to go to heaven, we must be born again. I feel the Holy Ghost. I preached to our children today on the after effects, where the book of Acts said, amen, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. I want to tell you, and I talked to them about being born of the Spirit. Hear me. There's a being filled of the Spirit, and there's being born of the Spirit, a new creature in Christ Jesus. You can be a new creature in Christ Jesus without being baptized in the Spirit. Did you hear what I said? How many understands? No, we don't believe, amen, that you've got to speak in tongues, amen, to be a Christian. No, those were saved people in the upper room, and not one of them had spoken in tongues yet. Are you listening to me? Amen. But I'm going to tell you, being saved sometimes, I feel the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we kind of discredit, being saved, and we keep pushing on toward a sanctified Holy Ghost filled life. But I'm going to tell you, you may disagree with me, but I'm going to tell you, you can't get no cleaner than the blood cleanses you. Come on now, old Nicodemus. Whoa, I feel like preaching on these musts. Old Nicodemus, he was a man of the Sanhedrin. Am I right, Brother John? Was he a member of the Sanhedrin? Was he a Pharisee or a Sadducee? A Pharisee, I guess. He was a doctor of the law, a very well-renowned, respected man. Are you listening to me preach? And he came to Jesus by night. He came undercover. He incognito. Come on now. And he was wanting to know the inside scoop on this eternal life. Is that why you're here tonight? I want to tell you, there's a must here in the darkness. I said there's a must in this midnight hour. This Sanhedrin Pharisee, a doctor of the law, probably could quote a lot of the Pentateuch. But he did not know, about being saved. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you, you can go to the church house, with a tall steeple, but that don't make you a Christian. There's a must between you and eternity, and you must be born again, born of the Spirit. Let the wind of the Spirit blow on you and change your heart. Amen. Boy, I feel like preaching to you. I'm almost through my first point, but I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you now. I'm just going to tell you how it is with me. I believe when you're born of God, you quit sinning. You say you never can sin, you never capable of sinning again. Oh yeah, you're capable. But he that is born of God does what? Say it louder. Sinneth how much? What? You're not helping me. Huh? He that is born of God, you say, well, I can't keep from sinning. You're not born of God. Huh? We pluck them green sometimes. Amen. Come on now. We want people, to be saved so bad. I've even done it myself, Brother Mac. Do you feel better? Well, I want to tell you, you can leave this world feeling better and go to hell forever. Are you hearing me? It ain't a question, are you feeling better? Have you prayed conviction off? Have you joined the church? Have you shook the preacher's hand? Have you been baptized in water? That's not the question. You must be born again. Am I right or not? Y'all going to help me preach? Amen. Amen. The next scripture is found in the second chapter, of the book of Luke. Amen. Help me preach a little. There's got to be a must. Before I go on, while you're turning there, it disturbs me so bad. But there seems to be an intensity among this world to do evil. It's like they can't prevent themselves from doing evil. Their heart is on evil continually. Things that just a rational, reasonable thinker wouldn't do, but they're doing them. It reminds me, now stay with me now, it reminds me, of Esau coming out of the field. He had been hunting. Stay with me. He came out, Brother Charlie, out of the field. He was just really an old country boy. He liked to hunt. He was daddy's boy. His daddy liked his venison. He thought a lot of him. Amen. Are you listening to me? And Esau was probably a good shot. Amen. And he was good at dressing venison. And amen. Are you helping me here? Amen. But listen, the Bible said he came out of the field hunting. And he was hungry and weary. And Jacob, was stirring a pot of lentils, beans, probably pintos with fat back. Amen. Well, probably not pork. Amen. Hey, are you still there? Amen. And listen to what Esau said. He said, give me something to eat, for I am about to die. He had such a craving and a yearning in himself for something to feed the natural man, amen, that he sold, amen, his very birthright for that craving, that fleshly craving. Are you helping me preach? Woo, I feel like preaching to you a little bit here. You see, there's a must in the flesh, a craving and a gnawing. Amen, come on now. That's what's so bad about alcohol. Amen, you know, you hardly ever hear about the drug of alcohol and the addiction and the cost. Amen. Oh, we hear about cocaine and marijuana, but nobody hardly mentions, amen, anything about alcohol. Amen. But listen, amen, there is a craving that overwhelms you for more sin. But I want to tell you something. There is a must in your life. Amen. Come on now. Amen. That if you'll acknowledge that, I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. He said, I'm going to die, so I'll sell out. But brother, listen, he should have realized, amen, that that birthright was the must, amen, that he had to have. Amen. Can I tell you, no matter what the cost in this house tonight, you've got to be born again. I wish somebody would help this preacher. No matter what you have to give up, you've got to be born again. How many's getting this? Now listen, church, we're too lax. We're too laid back. When it comes to church, oh, I know when it comes to midnight madness sale, we're not as laid back. Stand in line for 2 hours to get a pair of Nikes half price? Oh, come on. And if it rains 10 drops, it keeps 20 people out of church. Oh, y'all not going to help me, are you? I'm going to tell you what it's going to take to make it. We must get that must in our life. And we must say, I must be a child of God. Amen. When the devil says, why don't you sell out? Amen. I must go to heaven. I must be a child of God. I must be a man of God. Oh, somebody help me preach. Second chapter of Luke, I got to hurry. I want you to get this. Couple more little points and we're going to pray. I want you to get this. Amen. Jesus' mother and dad, Joseph and Mary, had left Jerusalem. And I believe the Bible said they went a day's journey. Is that right? Huh? And then they noticed in that day's journey, help me preach, that Jesus was not among them. Praise God. He was missing in the caravan. I want to tell my church something here tonight. Amen. I wish the world would find you missing. Amen. In the caravan. Amen. Come on now. Oh, yeah. Amen. I remember one time working for a fella with some fellas, and I went to the store. And on my way to the store, amen, one of them hollered and told me to buy them something at the store. I was a young convert. Amen. I never answered yay or nay. Amen. I just got in the car. Amen. And, you know, I wasn't going to buy what he asked me to buy. Amen. No need of going into it. Amen. But I didn't. It caught me off guard. Amen. When I came back up the hill, amen, the first thing I did was go around the back of the house where this construction worker was, and I started to explain to him why I couldn't buy what he asked me to buy. He just held his hand up. Amen. He said, buddy, you don't have to explain nothing to me. I know you didn't get what I asked for. Amen. And here's what he said. He said, them fellows that work with you, amen, every day, when you went off the hill, amen, they said, he ain't going to get what you ask him to get. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. And I said, why, well, you don't think I'll pay him back? Oh, no, it ain't that. But I guarantee guarantee you he's not, amen, gonna get what you asked for, amen, cause he's a preacher, hallelujah, and he's trying to live for the Lord. When I come up that hill, I wondered if I'd have broke on over and said all this one time on hurt. I wonder what them boys I worked with would have thought. You know what I want to tell somebody tonight? Amen, we need to realize we can't stay in the caravan all the time. We got to step out of it. Oh, somebody say amen. Amen, they went back and found Jesus. Amen, in the synagogue, in the temple reading. Amen, among the doctors and lawyers. And Jesus, Brother John, felt like they ought to know, amen, where he was. Amen, just like them men I work with knew where I was. I wasn't going to go by that door and get that. Amen, somebody say amen. I tell you, there needs to be a must in the children of God. Amen, who'll say, I must be about my Father's business.
Am I preaching right or not? You know, young folks, you know, brethren, you're a fine man. You know, we've got, the devil would like to put that must in you that was in Esau. I must have something to eat or I'm going to die. Number one, you ain't going to die. Y'all ain't like me. I could go 40 days and not worry about it. Y'all might could go 4 and then get out of the way, boys. Huh? But I'm going to tell you, the devil lied to you, girls. He'll say, you've got to have this, but you've got to get that must in your heart. And when the world gets to looking for you, they'll find you in the temple doing the will of your Father. Anybody helping me preach? Brother Robert, am I doing any good? I'd sure love to preach to us here tonight. Amen, Brother Mike. That's what keeps us moving when we get too tired to move. I must worship him. I must be about my Father's business. I must. He was only 12 years old. Where is that absolute, amen, lawful, moral, amen, must in our lives where we'll do or die? Huh? My last must here is Jesus at Samaria. He told his disciples, I must needs go by Samaria. Samaria. Kens, you remember, don't you? Samarians, they were half-breeds. Half Jewish, half Gentile, half mixed. Mixed. They were outcasts. They weren't accepted in any part. Jews wouldn't have nothing to do with them, and the Romans wouldn't have nothing to do with them. Huh? They already had a name of no good, and the Jews wouldn't even speak to them. They high-hatted them. Are you listening? These disciples were headed to Jerusalem, and the Lord had to say this, because hear me preach to you, because going by Samaria was not the best route. You hear me? Isn't it somehow we like the easiest way? But how many knows the right way is not always the easy way? Brother John, I'm this is my 30th year, isn't it? 83? This is 30. September. 30 years. Huh? These people are very patient people. I'll just put that right there right now. Huh? 30 years. Amen. Of preaching and watching people's lives. Right now, this I'm preaching about is missing in the lives of most people. They'll live good unless they get under pressure. Hear me? They'll hold a standard till their kids get up big enough to do it. Y'all quiet in here. Huh? They'll stand for old-time holiness unless their relatives come in from out of state, and then they come to church hoping Brother Randy will preach a little love. Y'all ain't here, are you? Huh? You know what that is? How many knows what that is? That is, we have lost that must. Hear me. Sister Helen, I mentioned this a while back. It's been months ago, and Sister Helen, and I don't think it'll embarrass her. It didn't last time I talked about it, but she asked me, just, she said, I'm not trying to be out of the way, and she wasn't. But she said, does evangelists still pray about where they go to preach? Huh? Of course, I think she was throwing that at me too, since I evangelize most of the time anyway. Huh? And you know, I knew what she was talking about. They asked me, and you know they do you too. They asked me sometimes a year ahead. Somebody called me and wanted me to preach next November for them. And I, who in the world knows what are you going to be doing? I know God could show you, but how many knows what I'm talking about? So I do like you did tonight when I ask you about preaching Sunday. You say, be the Lord's will. You done been down that road, right? Come on now. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach. Y'all not helping me preach tonight. You don't even understand what I'm preaching. Amen. I tell you, Jesus wouldn't go, amen, the direct route to Jerusalem, amen, because something was pulling him over to Samaria. How many knows what it was? I want to ask my church, when was the last time God pulled you out of your way? He ain't helping me. How many knows I'm preaching? We stay so crippled and broke down ourselves. Our prayer life is consisting mostly of, Lord, help me make it through the day. He ain't helping me. Jesus, you know what he was facing at Jerusalem? How many knows? Huh? But he went out of his way and he went to Samaria. He got his disciples, got so wore out that it caused a hunger in them. You ain't helping me. I said disciples got hungered. Their breakfast got low on them. Anybody relate to this? Huh? So here's what they talked about, Henry. They said Jesus had went to Samaria. He didn't explain himself to them. He knew what was pulling on him. And he said, I must go. And when he said, I must, they knew him well enough to know they might as well hush. And they went along until finally said, Lord, are we not going to eat? And he let him go on into town to eat. And the Bible said, Jesus being weary. Yes, he was weary. I want to ask you something. Amen. Just because we're weary, does that mean God can't lead us? Amen. To where we need to go? Yes, I'm weary, Sister Wilma. Amen. But listen, there's somebody in Samaria, amen, that needs to hear about the living water. Amen. We must needs go through Samaria, church. He sat on a well, and this woman came down in the noon hour with a pitcher of water. You've heard it all preached. We can speculate and have a pretty good idea. She didn't come with the other ladies. She was isolated. The ladies in that area usually got together and went down and chattered and around among and went to the water together. This woman was ostracized because she had five husbands and the one she had was not hers. And all the decent women figured that she was probably after their man. And so they didn't invite her along. Amen. Come on now. She had been legally divorced five times. What do you mean by legally? According to the law, amen, of Moses, amen, if I could say it like that, they had been five men had put her out of their house, she had been rejected five times, and the man that was using her now, amen, wouldn't even marry her. Are you going to help me preach? And now she goes down, oh no, we don't have time for that, amen, we don't go out of our way, amen, our business is in Jerusalem, amen, but the church of God's business is in Samaria. Anybody getting this little sermon? And she said, he said to her, he initiated the conversation. He always does. He did with me, Brother Mike. He initiated the conversation with me. How long will thou persecute me? Oh, Lord. He said to this woman, give me drink. And he said, she said to him, you being a Jew, speaking to me a Samaritan, I must speak to you. Hear me. You didn't even bring anything to draw with. If you knew who it was that speaks to you, you would ask of me, and I would give you living water. How many knows we need a revival? We're not going to have revival until we get in our hearts, I must have revival. I was praying about something today, and God reminded me of another time I prayed years ago about something close to the same thing. And I remembered. And the Lord said, you fasted 5 days that time when you asked me about this. You believe that was the Lord said that? Huh? Oh, you say, you remember the whole, yes, you remember 5 days, don't you? Huh? What was he saying to me, Brother John? Was he saying, if you had the same earnest hunger you had then, I might have already moved. He moved that time. You know, I got a feeling he'll move again. But I got to get that must. I must have revival. The Bible said that weeping was heard in Ramah. Rachel. Weeping for her children because they were not. You know what she cried? How many knows what she cried? Lord, give me children, lest I die. Where has that gone? Where has that gone out of our prayer life? I've got to have it. I must needs go. Oh, God. Oh, God. How many understands my preaching tonight? I want you to stand all over. Those disciples came back, and they looked at the Lord, and they said, did anybody bring the Lord? Lord, are you not going to eat? And he said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. There's something I'm feeding on, huh, that you don't even know about. I want to ask you tonight. We can hope so, wish so, but we need to get to the point where we must see him saved. We must see a move of God. We must live right. I'm telling you, we're living on a teeter-totter, up and down. In and out. Maybe, maybe not. Something needs to change. Can you say amen? Bow your heads with me.